here's a story from The World.
We're well into the summer vacation now, and unfortunately, coronavirus cases worldwide remain near a peak, around 200,000 daily infections reported. Still, the grim stats aren't stopping people from trying to squeeze in some summer fun. Many countries are now reopening to tourists for vacation season, including Tunisia in North Africa. The World's Halima Gikandi has our story.
Tunisia is known for its beautiful beachside resorts, camel rides in the Sahara Desert, and of course, the ancient Phoenician city of Carthage. These are some of the go-to attractions for tourists from all over. March through June is typically a busy season, says Joshua Mock. He's based in Tunis with a tour company called Mosaic North Africa.
2020 was set up to be one of our best years in terms of sales and a number of tours and even size of the tours. We've been getting some big group tours coming.
You can probably guess what happened next. Coronavirus meant lots of tourists canceling trips to Tunisia. But the country took dramatic steps to stem the spread of COVID-19, closing international borders and imposing a nationwide lockdown. Jabera Balkaria is an epidemiologist in the Tunisian capital.
We basically had the confinement starting when we only had 24 confirmed cases. I guess it was because we've seen what happened in neighboring countries such as Italy, and we wanted to be proactive and act fast.
Months later, that strategy seems to be paying off. Tunisia has recorded less than 1,500 cases of COVID-19, and about 50 people have died. But it has come with a big cost, especially for the tourism and hospitality sectors. Those industries have been struggling to recover after a spate of terrorist attacks in 2015. Mock, the tour operator, says his company has taken a big financial hit.
Really having to either postpone or cancel a lot of these tours. So it's been really tough on our business.
Tunisia's prime minister says the economy could contract by 6% this year. But now that coronavirus cases are down, Tunisia is hoping to recover what's left of the summer tourism season. The country recently reopened international flight routes. Minister of Tourism Mohamed Ali Toumi is trying to promote Tunisia as a safe destination. In a promotional video, the minister says Tunisia is implementing health protocols to guarantee the health of foreign visitors. But even if Tunisia is safe for tourists, it doesn't mean tourists are safe for Tunisia. The government will be limiting who can come in. Citizens from countries like France, Italy, and China can travel to Tunisia freely because, according to the government, they've managed the epidemic well. But Joshua Mock says many of his customers come from the UK and Canada, which are subject to extra precautions.
You have to have a COVID test, a negative result of that test, issued out 72 hours before your departure.
The new guidelines still leave out a big portion of Mock's clientele, Americans. Due to the rising coronavirus cases in the U.S., Americans will not be allowed to travel to Tunisia. This puts Mock in a sticky situation. He's been stuck in California since March.
So I was not able to go back. And that's until recently in June 27 was when the air border reopened in Tunis. And I'm planning to go back.
Mock says he expects many of his American clients will have to rebook their tours to 2021, which could be the case for a lot of foreign tourists. Still, there could be an opportunity for domestic tourism, says Marcus Breitweg. He's the co-founder of the Lemon Tour, a biking tour company in Tunis.
The advantage really of biking is that you are not in any crowds. You're in nature, so the risk for yourself and others is really limited.
He says while foreign tourism has been way down, there's been a lot more interest among locals. Over the weekend, his company ran a tour around the ancient Roman ruins in Tunis. Now, they're planning to expand their bike tours to other cities. But he still has his reservations about opening to international tourism so soon.
To be honest, I think it's too early. If you think on an economic level, this touristic season is just done.
Done as in it's over, though Breitweg hopes things will pick up again in the fall. Maybe by then, his friends from abroad will even be able to come and visit. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.